Hi everyone, I am Enchung D, your friendly budgetarian, and welcome to my podcast. Today, our topic would be recovering from holiday spending, which is very timely. We are going to plan your year ahead. Okay, before we start our discussion today, I just want to introduce my guests for today. Please introduce Michael with what he does in life.
All right, so I'm going to plug this really good for you, Michael. So Michael owns the newest, hippest, best salon to go to in BGC. If you haven't been there, it's called Coop.
Coop Studio.
It's
with
worth going
to. Free parking.
But check it out.
Yeah,
Michael
find us at
plug
Coop
this
Studio.
As much as I would.
At Coop Studio.
All right. Give them the address, mate.
The full address? You can find us in High Street South, Corporate Plaza, BGC, corner of 26th Street and 9th Avenue. We have, some amazing stylists.
I'm going to get some
stop
percentage from this one, from this endorsement.
Yeah, referral fee, exactly.
For our second guest, please introduce our second guest, Mr. Needham.
Yeah, this is Yuri, a good friend of mine. He's an entrepreneur, a lawyer by trade. If I'm not mistaken, with operations here in the Philippines and in Australia. We talk all the time anyway about kind of philosophy, and we have these discussions. And he was certainly very helpful in the building of my first business. So I couldn't think of anyone else but him better to come on and give advice to all your listeners.
And just to clarify, I'm not a practicing lawyer these days. I just own a law firm. So
yeah, sorry, did I butcher the description?
Because we want to help people to recover from all the spendings they did sa Christmas season na dumaan. By January 1st, January 2nd, most of the Filipinos are running short, or usually tinatawag nila pecha de peligro. What is the first mode of action when reaching pecha de peligro? Like, what do you do, guys? Wait, have you been through this? Dumaan ka na ba dito?
To an extent. I don't think quite as dramatic as, you know, like down to my last penny or down to my last centavos.
Uh-huh.
But certainly I've gone and overspent for my previous paycheck. And the common one that people don't realize is going out to eat with friends. Even if it's not necessarily like a super expensive restaurant or something. Mm-hmm. And you do that, you know, once a day, twice a day for lunch with your colleagues or dinner after work or something like that, it really starts to add up. So if you ever see me cooking more at home, it might be because I'm running out of money, but that's really a big one.
There was one point in my business years ago, a very long time ago, where I do remember there was only 42 cents left in my bank account. And the one thing I did was I was just patient. I just waited. I knew that there was going to be all of this money that was going to be coming in within about 2 weeks. So for 2 weeks, I became really resourceful. I would call my closest friends and be like, hey guys, I just need someone to back me up. Or you go to a close family, relative.
So humiram ka ng pera?
No, actually, but I would just go and just rely on them. They would feed me.
Okay.
Yeah, and you know, when you realize that you don't need much to get by.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You just need some food. If you're going to be out of money for a few weeks, trust me, you can let the bills wait and just take care of yourself, and life will just move on. But I do remember that one time, and you've got to rely on family and friends.
Being resourceful is very, very helpful, I think. Because I went through this personally when I first decided to build my own business, which is to have my own building. Sobrang short talaga. Like every paycheck that comes, zero.
Mm.
And then I have nothing at all. But good thing I was living with my parents. Mm. Well, until now. pero yun nga yung sinasabi ko. Pero how do we cope up when it comes to that stage na pumasok na yung pecha de peligro? Because what I did, I literally prayed. I prayed. I know it sounds very Filipino, but that's what I did. Mm. Nagpray talaga ako kasi sabi ko, Lord, bigyan mo naman ako. Like, can you give me more than what I need for just to get by for the entire month. And something will come, you know? Mm. I think being resourceful, being hopeful at the same time, and just focusing on what kind of work would give your pinakamalaki na income.
I think God answers prayers if you plant seeds. Mm-hmm. Like God's job is just to rain and water the soil and something will grow.
Pero kailangan mo ikaw gumawa ng first move.
Yes. I think if you're stuck 1 year, then you need to plant a seed and be like, this will never, never, ever happen again in the coming years.
Mm-hmm.
So you should plan 3-4 months in advance before that whatever peligro statement.
Where's the best place to start after overspending during the holidays?
The first thing you can do before addressing the immediate problem is just really kind of ingraining it in your head that this isn't going to happen again, kind of thing.
Because for a lot of people, mahirap yung ginagawa nila, like to make some changes. Like if you're so used to eating out, and then all of a sudden, kasi alam ko, for most people, ang pakiramdam nila, they're depriving themselves when all of a sudden they change something in their usual habit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think you find it difficult when you're in a position where there's no choice. It's not about like, you don't think, oh, this is difficult. It's just like, it's I don't know if it's instinctual, but it's like almost like a survival mode kind of kicks in where it's like, you don't really even think about yourself suffering. For me, at least, I was just like, well, I'm here now. This is what I have to do because, you know, it's the consequences of my actions kind of thing. And this sounds a little bit hypocritical, but once I was able to better manage my finances, I actually saw being able to eat out as like a reward again kind of thing. So when I was studying in college, at university back in London, I was cooking a lot more at home because, you know, I was on a tight budget kind of thing. And it's not so much that I switched my behavior, but it's now I think I'm just more like aware more mindful that when I do get to eat out, you know, I'll enjoy it more because I know what it was like to have to, you know, empty the bottom of the rice thing and cook in the rice cooker and just eat rice and soy sauce kind of for a week, which is not a healthy diet. I don't recommend it, but it happened to me at college.
What about you?
I think step one is you got to get real with yourself. It's like if you're in that situation, it's like a good analogy is if you have a baby, an unexpected child, you're forced to become a good mother, you know, like, as an example. So if you're in a bad financial situation and you have this situation in front of you, you just have to get real and just grow up in that moment. You've got to be a good father or mother to your finances. It's like, you got to get real and say, okay, I've now got this
problem.
This
is my reality. Ito yung katotohanan ng buhay ko ngayon.
This is the reality. I've shot myself in the foot. I've got to bandage this and make sure I throw this gun away for the rest of my life. I think step one is to be conscious, self-aware that you've put yourself in the situation. And that everything just flows on from being real. Just get real with yourself and be like, okay, I've got to stop doing this moving forward.
Pero ganun nga eh, bakit kapag nandito tayo sa sitwasyon na to, we can do a lot of changes. But when everything is so free and everything's just comes to your life, do you think it's also okay to, like, you know, continue that kind of attitude na, okay, kung dati resourceful ako, mindful ako, hopeful ako, bakit hindi natin gawin yun while you're earning good?
It's a skill. It's a muscle.
Yeah.
You just like you go to the gym and you have to go often in order to maintain a level of fitness, you have to exercise these new skills.
Consistency. I think ang kagandahan dito is we're just saying recovering from holiday spending, but it can also be like your first step to financial freedom in the future, right?
I guess so.
Because like whatever attitude that you will learn from recovering from your holiday spending, I think you can apply that for the entire year. And by the end of the year, ang dami mo nang nasave na pera, dami mo nang naipon. Diba? Next question. Do you need to plan the year ahead? Do you plan your year ahead, like the 12 months? Because I personally plan for the first quarter, which is Jan, Feb, March. because I don't think I can plan until. Kumbaga, yung first 3 months na yon, I know how much I will get. I know where to put that money in because I think it's easier to like plan for like 3 months, 3 months.
Yeah, I think you'll get two slightly different perspectives on this. I recently, because I took the risk to step out from like a stable income and a salary back in London, have started planning things based on milestones to do with my work.
Mm-hmm.
But there are cons and negatives associated to that because...
From starting your own business.
From starting your own business because...
Wait, let's tell them what you started.
Okay, so... I have a hair studio and event space that's very recently opened in BGC. I like to think it's kind of different from the normal, typical hair salon. And that was primarily the reason I moved over. Currently also working on the foundations of a new business in the mental health care space, providing... not such a noble cause yet. It's still more of a concept than anything. I guess the problem with the way I had been, to get back to the question, planning my resources and my finances was that these are, unlike the calendar year where it's like January, you know, February, March, planning around these things, these are indefinite. They're not fixed dates.
Mm-hmm.
And I had actually seen my hair salon, my first project, get pushed back for this reason, that reason, reasons beyond my control. And so I would probably suggest, and I'm actually in the transition now of switching to kind of annual planning for the first time. And I think Yuri can touch a bit more on that.
Yeah, I plan annually. Mm-hmm. I've got annual goals, quarterly goals, monthly goals, and weekly goals. So
that's so nice. So you do weekly, monthly, and yearly goals.
Yeah, and quarterly. So.
Quarterly.
And so what I tend to do, for example, like in my businesses, I have weekly focus meetings on Monday. So everyone in my staff, they have to communicate to me what their focuses are for the week. And I tell them also. So they know exactly what their boss is doing. So if I say my goal this week is to sign on 10 new clients, they're very well aware. And I think that's very different. I think a lot of staff don't really know what their bosses are up to.
When you say planning, it's obviously not just financial goals, it's like personal goals as well.
Yeah. So physical goals, financial goals, relationship goals.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, total kung magpaplano ka na rin naman ng finances mo, parang dapat lahat naman yun, it's all related,
yeah,
magkakadikit yun, di ba?
Yeah.
Like how do totally. Like I want to plan my personal development for this year. Then it all go, syempre tatamaan na yung health mo niyan. Okay, how will I improve my health? Okay, you go to the gym. Okay, how will I be able to pay for the gym? Okay, you have to plan your finances.
Yeah.
Di ba? Like all those stuff.
That's true.
Can I share something with you guys that I think is so effective, especially nowadays? Total, pinag-uusapan natin yung planning for the year. If you plan for the week or month or quarterly or for the entire year, you visualize. Right? Ako, pakiramdam ko, sobrang importante siya sa akin and sobrang helpful siya sa akin. Because at an early age, when I was competing in swimming, my coach would always tell, okay, you have to visualize your lap. You have to visualize your kung anong gagawin mo dun sa competition.
Yeah.
And 90% of the time, yun yung mangyayari. Or if not, it's better. Diba? And I think it's sort of like claiming what hasn't happened yet.
Yeah.
Minsan, bago kayo matulog, ipikit niyo yung mga mata ninyo. Tapos imagine niyo lang, okay, by the end of January, mababayaran ko lahat ng utang ko.
Yeah.
By February, tapos na lahat nung ITR ko, bayad ko na siya. By March, I'll have enough money and I'll start saving na for my Christmas vacation.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So, if you can visualize, I think that's also a good tip on how you can survive or like your damage control for the pecha de peligro. I know yung iba sa inyo, maybe this is the first time you're hearing it, but kung ano may, again, just imagine yourself. Imagine yourself in the best way possible, and you can probably get it.
Yeah. Mm. I couldn't agree more. I think half of it, even for people like me, if we're not so sure of where we're going, sitting down, visualizing, I would interchange that word with even meditation.
Yes.
It's just even defining where you want to go to. I think a lot of people have, I go from one idea to another and my attention goes from here and then I switch goals all of a sudden. Even just 5 minutes to visualize or meditate or just actually define, okay, what's the first priority and like where do I want to go and what's an absolute must of, you know, by March I want to be able to do this or something like that. I couldn't agree with you more about visualizing, because it's the first step sometimes for people is just even defining what do you really want or where do you really want to get to.
Gagalawin niyo ba yung base savings ninyo if you're in the pecha de peligro state?
Yes.
You would.
Mm.
Why?
I believe that whatever you want to be and do, you must do regardless of your circumstances.
Gipit ka man o hindi, ipagpatuloy mo lang kung ano man yung sinabi mo sa sarili mo na gagawin mo. Hindi mo pwedeng sabihin na, ah, okay, pag gipit ako, ito yung rules ko. Kapag hindi ako gipit, ito naman yung rules ko. I think we have to be consistent with our rules, especially with spending, because wala, hindi, I don't think you will really like fully understand your finances if you don't set your rules right early, now.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tips to recover from overspending and survive before the next inflow of income. Number one, track your expenses and stick to the list. Agree, disagree?
Totally agree.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Can't argue with that one.
Michael, do you really?
do I agree with track your expenses and stick to the list?
Yeah.
Yeah,
in principle. I might not be the best at executing it.
This is a public podcast.
Okay, number two, declutter and sell. I personally like this.
That's a really
do you right. guys? Do you guys like do what's the term that like annual?
Oh, like a spring cleaning. You
spring
mean?
Cleaning,
that kind of thing. Yeah, it's funny. That's number two. Very recently, very very recently, I just noticed. I was telling you I was thinking of moving apartment.
Mm-hmm.
I just collated a bunch of stuff in the last 2 years.
Asan to mga gamit na to? Ba't hindi ako naambunan?
Well, I think we're natural like hoarders, I feel. I don't know if that's a Filipino thing, but we, you know, we don't want to throw anything away or we just keep it kind of thing. I was sitting there with like an unopened GoPro, and obviously that's not the best example to give, but and a nice pair of football boots and had all these things, and I was just like,
that's so
tough. I'm not using, I'm really, when you look over your stuff, and that's just 2 years in a condo. I can sell some of this stuff. And I wasn't selling it, you know, to make a huge amount of money, but just, you know, even half of what I paid for it, getting that back.
But do you do garage sale?
Yeah, I do, actually.
Okay, here?
Well, it's not technically a garage. It's okay, it's a condo. I'm going through this phase right now, actually. Uh-huh. I was telling Michael.
Yeah.
I'm going through a massive declutter and sell right now.
Invite me, because other people's garbage are other people's treasure.
Yeah.
Alam mo, sa lahat ng nakikinig sa atin, don't be shy to put like online sell your stuff to the smallest thing, because you'll never know. Some people will just need it. You have no idea. I have a lady friend. Let's be clear about that. I have a lady friend that by the end of her garage sale, she was able to accumulate $500,000.
Right.
From just decluttering her closet.
Yeah.
Number three, utilize gift cards, price drops, and clearance sales. Agree, disagree?
Mm.
Yeah, we have a whole day in the UK dedicated to clearance sales.
Boxing Day?
Boxing Day. You got that in Australia?
Got that in Australia too.
Yeah. Boxing Day.
It's not boxing like boxing.
We have it here also.
Oh, there's Boxing Day in the Philippines?
The EDSA sale.
Oh, the EDSA sale.
Yeah, you know, when there's sale, it's traffic all over EDSA.
Is that the day after Christmas? When is that?
No, every weekend.
Oh, my God.
It's every day now. 5 to 7 p.m. Yeah, we have a whole day dedicated to it in the UK, the day after Christmas. Yeah. Basically, the price drops dramatically for a lot of things, and people do it.
Okay, number four, use excess Christmas supplies for New Year's Eve instead of spending more. Yeah, I think it's a no-brainer.
No brainer.
No yeah. brainer. Like whatever you save from Christmas, you can always do. And can I add something here also?
Go ahead.
Recently, I read this article that says regifting is more acceptable now because more people are more conscious about their environment, which is very true, and I truly agree about this.
Yeah.
Because, like, for some people, it's, what do you call that? Like, there's an icky feeling of, like, regifting whatever they got from Christmas. Pero okay lang yun. Kung ano man yung matanggap niyo sa Pasko.
Yeah.
But please, huwag niyo naman kalimutan tanggalin yung notes or yung Christmas notes dun sa ano. Or kapag may sulat na yung item, huwag niyo naman. Masyado ng halata.
No, I think regifting should be totally acceptable as long as it's, like, done in a way. Like done in a kind of nice way,
fashionable way.
Yeah, fashionable way. Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't have any problem with receiving a regifted thing. I'd maybe make a joke, say it's a little cheeky. I like that word.
Okay, to summarize everything that we discussed today, like let's remember number one, be resourceful, which is, I like that. Number two, be mindful, basically of all your expenses, just to you know, be. Just to plan your year ahead. Number three, be hopeful also. Like, don't forget the guy from above because, you know, you'll never know. Plant the seed first and then everything will just come in. And number four, regifting is okay. and what else? What else do we discuss?
Get real.
Get real. That's number five. Get real. Be honest about yourself. If you can't afford it, then don't force it. There's mahaba pa ang buhay. Marami pang mangyayari sa atin. And it's okay. And number six, plan the year ahead. And whatever you learn from the previous year, don't forget it. Just make sure that, you know, let's continue to improve our life, and there's so many ways, and budgeting, saving is one of it.
Yeah,
so
setting good habits from early on, you know, whether it's your sueldo is 20K, 30K, 40K, setting those financial habits early on is the best thing you can do for yourself.
That's all the time we have for today. Don't forget to subscribe to my channel and click the notification bell for updates on my latest uploads. Guys, thank you very much. Michael, Yuri, thank you very much for being here. I'm so happy because alam nyo, this is the third time that they're here, but I remember Michael would message me and sana like when's the next one, and I'm so happy that they're so down for this one. That's all the time we have for today. Follow me on Instagram, Twitter, Spotify, Apple Music, or whatever podcast app you're using. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you to Podcast Network Asia, whose studios are located at We Remote Coworking Philippines, for helping us out with our show. Check out their socials, facebook.com/podcastnetwork.asia. On Twitter, it's @podcastnetasia and @podcastnetworkasia on Instagram. You can also visit their official website at www.podcastnetwork.asia.